KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8:05, we have a partly cloudy sky, and it's 45 degrees in Atlantic. We look for it to be partly cloudy today with a high of 62, winds east at 10 miles per hour. Clearer tonight with a low around 34. And for tomorrow, partly cloudy, a high of 64. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The Griswold School Board held a special session Monday evening to hold separate interviews with three candidates for the middle school high school principal's position. Superintendent Dave Hendricks said the candidates they've interviewed to date are all well qualified for the job.
We did this a little different. Instead of having three different interview groups, we actually kind of combined it into one. So we had about 20 people serve in this committee, range from school board to parents, students, community members, staff. I think everyone was very excited and happy with our candidates, which on the flip side makes it a tough choice when you have a quality group of people. So overall, certainly pleased with our interviews.
He said making the choice won't be easy to do.
We're going to be working the rest of this week to offer a job to one of the individuals, and we'll just hold off and making the official announcement until we have accepted offer.
Hendrick said the board hopes to announce the decision on who they've selected during their regular monthly meeting next Monday, May 17th. That meeting will be held in the high school conference room beginning at 5:30 p.m. Hendrick says once a principal is in place, they can concentrate more on preparing for the next school year. The Adair County Sheriff's Office reports six arrests from over the past week. Last Saturday, 30-year-old Horatio Marengo Magana of Marshalltown was arrested by the Iowa State Patrol on the Cass-Adair County line following a traffic stop for an expired registration sticker. A records check indicated Marengo Magana was driving while barred. He was arrested for the offense and released that same day on a $2,000 cash or surety bond with 10% acceptable. On May 7, 36-year-old Adam Timothy Foster of Dexter was arrested in Adair County on outstanding Guthrie County warrants. He was taken to meet directly with Guthrie County deputies. On May 6th, 22-year-old Morgan Sebastian Lookinville of Bridgewater was arrested on outstanding Dallas County warrants and also taken directly to meet with the Dallas County deputies. As we mentioned last week, 38-year-old Jeremy Paul Samstead of St. James, Minnesota was arrested following the pursuit of a semi-tractor trailer that began on Interstate 80 in Adair County and ended near Shelby. He was taken into custody on charges of eluding and on outstanding warrants for parole and probation violation out of Missouri and three counts of theft by check or dishonored check out of Minnesota. 24-year-old Wei Muhatu of Omaha was arrested May 4th in Adair County by the Iowa State Patrol. He was wanted on Adair County warrants for failure to appear on charges of OWI first offense and possession of a controlled substance first offense. Hatu was released the same day on a $2,000 cash only bond. And 59-year-old Myron Lee Flathers of Anita was arrested May 2nd on a Cass County felony warrant. He was taken to meet directly with Cass County deputies. The Adair County Sheriff's Office said also 38-year-old Warren Logan Davis of Earlham was cited May 3rd for driving while barred. Davis was released from the scene of his traffic stop. Authorities responded to two injury accidents in Union County over the weekend. The first occurred Saturday at around 10:45 p.m. A deputy was following a vehicle heading westbound on Highway 34 just east of Afton and witnessed the head-on collision. The deputies immediately got medics to the scene. And according to the report, Billy Joe Davenport of Afton was driving a van westbound and Joseph Frederick of Osceola was driving a car eastbound. Frederick crossed the median and went into the westbound lane, hitting the van. Both drivers were trapped inside their vehicles and were extricated by fire department personnel. There were three occupants in the van and one in the Grand Prix. All were transported by ambulance to the Greater Regional Medical Center in Creston to be checked out. The second accident occurred on Sunday at around 5:50 p.m. at State Highway 25 and Sumner Avenue in Creston. Percy West of Creston was driving a 2009 Chevy Malibu southbound and stopped in the roadway with his turn signal on. Heather Green of Creston was driving a 2015 Nissan southbound when she looked down for a bit and was distracted by her radio. She ended up rear-ending West's vehicle. Heather Green and a passenger were transported to GRMC by medics. Percy West was transported to the hospital by private vehicle. Two people were arrested on separate charges Friday night in Pottawatomie County. Sheriff's Office's 30-year-old Noel Carey Dominguez was arrested around 10:20 p.m. following a disturbance at a motel in Underwood. Authorities were told a man and a woman were verbally arguing and that the female allegedly struck the male. An investigation resulted in Dominguez being taken into custody for domestic abuse second offense. She was transported to the Pott County Jail and later released. And at around 10 p.m. on Friday, a report about a vehicle all over the road coming into oncoming traffic and stopping in the middle of the road resulted in the arrest near Trainer of 26-year-old Gennaro Aguilar Ramos. He was arrested on Highway 92 at 320th Street for OWI first offense. Aguilar Ramos was transported to the Pott County Jail and later released. And finally in the news, the ITC Midwest says their personnel will be conducting aerial patrols of high-voltage transmission structures and lines throughout their service territory. From about May 17th through June 3rd, weather permitting, the helicopter patrols will provide an overall status of the overhead transmission system owned and operated by ITC Midwest. The flights will be conducted in the Ames, Ankeny, Boone, Cedar Rapids, Dysart, Gladbrook, Iowa City, Iowa Falls, Marengo, Marion, Marshalltown, Newton, Palo, Perry, and Vinton areas. And among the 19 counties in the aerial patrol areas is Adair, Cass, Guthrie, and Dallas. Officials say the patrols are a North American Electrical Reliability Corporation requirement for ITC Midwest Vegetation Management Program, support proactive maintenance objectives, and align with the company's model for operational excellence. The inspection flights are often conducted at low altitudes to allow for accurate visual inspection of equipment for lightning damage, wear, or other potential problems. This is a normal procedure, they say, so there's no cause for alarm if you see a low-flying helicopter near transmission lines during the time frame of May 17th through June 3rd. That's a check of the news. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.